I'm testing the microphone as well as welcoming you here tonight. So yes, if you cannot hear me, do that universal "I can't hear you" symbol. Can you hear me, Carol?
It's muffled.
I will speak distinctly and into the microphone. It is my pleasure to welcome you all here tonight. The Camden Public Library has events every Tuesday and Thursday evening, usually authors and poets and historians and musicians, but occasionally we get to do a civic event like this with a panel of experts. So we're very pleased to welcome you all and to welcome you all. For instance, in the category of upcoming events, a week from tonight, the Coastal Mountains Land Trust, this is something you'll be interested in. What on earth is LIDAR and why is it exciting? If you've ever seen a LIDAR image, they are exciting. It gives you a three-dimensional image of what's beneath the trees. So that will be here at a week from tonight at 7 o'clock on Thursday, February 28th. So after that commercial introduction, I'm going to turn the floor over to your true host this evening, which is the Mid-Coast Audubon Society, and this is Kathy Cartwright.
Thank you, Kathy, for coming in.
I have never used a microphone before, so let me know if you can't hear me, if I don't hold it in a good place. I'm really glad that we could get this panel together because I own some property in Belfast. I have my daughter and grandson are up there. And when I first heard about the salmon farm, I thought, oh, there's going to be a lot of questions about that. And I've been doing the programs for 20 years here, organizing them for Mid-Coast, and we've only had a couple other panels. One was on climate change 20 years ago. I'm really glad that the people that care about our community, about our nature, about our economics are all part of this group. And I want to just read you something from Pema Chodron, and I think she wrote a book called When Things Fall Apart. It's called Hard Advice for Difficult Times. In the context of social actions, it's up to us to sort out what is opinion and what is fact. Then we can see intelligently. The more clearly we can see, the more powerful our speech and our actions will be. Times are difficult globally. Awakening is no longer a luxury or an ideal. It's becoming critical. Thank you all for coming. And if you would like to make do a question, I have some cards you can fill out, and I'll put them on the back table, or I can pass them around. You can just put your hand up. If you don't mind coming to the microphone and asking your question, you don't need to write anything. So the other thing is that we do have a program next month. It's called Bringing Nature Home, and that will be by Eric Topper from Maine Audubon. He is sharing a topic that all of us can benefit from in our own backyards, and then we will have Mike Shannon following in April, and he has been a number of times to our program, and everybody loves him, so if you get a chance to see Mike Shannon, he's going to share about some of the special bird activities in our area. And with that, if you do want to know more about Mid-Coast Audubon, I brought lots of the programs,
the newsletter.
And in a week from now, we're going to have a field trip. It's down to Ogunquit. And if you want to meet us at Damariscotta, Hannaford's, at 7 a.m. in the morning, you can go in a carpool. And it's a wonderful trip. We've got great burgers. So enjoy this program tonight, and I hope we'll continue, all of us, discussions about this in our own communities. Thank you.
Can I get a card?
I'm supposed to introduce John. So John Morrison is from the World Wildlife Fund. He's a conservation director, and he has traveled all over the world, and I hope that he is able to guide us well through this evening. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Kathy. So my name is John Morrison. I live in Hope.
And I've been a geologist and hydrologist and ecologist for the last 35 years, and I do work internationally. But I'm not here representing my organization. I work for a conservation organization. I'm here just as a citizen to be your moderator tonight. Let me explain a little bit about the format. It's a panel discussion, and I'll explain the agenda and exactly how it's going to go. It's not a debate between the panelists. I think we'll have some time at the end, as Kathy mentioned, for questions, and we'll pass around the microphone for questions. Or if you're not comfortable asking a question in public, you can write it down, and I'll try to read it. If you do choose to go the write it down method or route, would you please write a concise question rather than a statement and write it clearly so that I can read it and understand it and ask our panelists. But there will be an opportunity to use the microphone to ask questions and not make statements necessarily. There's lots of information about the aquafarms on the City of Belfast site and the DEP site. So you may not get every question that you would like to get answered tonight. We have three different perspectives, and I hope you will appreciate the fact that these are fellow citizens who are here volunteering their time. They don't stand anything they don't stand to gain anything by being here. They're sticking their necks out and providing their perspectives. I'd like to suggest some ground rules for the evening, and that is respect for the panelists and for each other, and politeness and civility. Is that okay with everyone? Or let me ask it a different way. Is anyone not okay with that? All right. And I'll expect that respect, politeness, and civility is the order of the day. That's the ground rules. Let me introduce our panelists. So next to me is Andrew Stevenson, a Belfast resident who recently retired from a career in the environmental protection, information systems, and healthcare fields. He has worked on water quality issues since 1974, when he joined the U.S. EPA's Office of Water during the Nixon administration to help write regulations for the area-wide water pollution control planning program created by Section 208 of the Clean Water Act of 1972. Andrew was Technical Services Director for the Association of Wastewater Treatment Agencies, Political Affairs Director for the Water Pollution Control Federation, now the Water Environment Federation, and a partner in the hazardous waste consulting firm CDM Federal Programs Corporation. While a graduate student at Case Western Reserve University, he began his career studying ways to reduce phosphorus pollution in Lake Erie. That's Andrew. Okay, Kathleen, seated in the middle, is a research specialist and a manager of the Biogeochemistry Analytical Services Laboratory at the University of Maine Darling Marine Center. She has extensive research and project management experience in soil and sediment microbiology, seawater chemistry, marine sediment chemistry, harmful algal blooms, and sensor and analytical methods development. She manages an analytical laboratory serving academic researchers, community groups, and the private sector. She serves as an advisor and provides technical guidance for citizen scientists studying the water quality of Maine's coastal and estuarine habitats. Kathleen teaches field sampling and laboratory analytical methods to undergraduates and citizen scientists and has participated in many oceanographic research cruises. She grew up in Waldoboro and lives in the Mid-Coast. Eric Sanders, counselor Ward 3 for the City of Belfast, graduated from William Jewell College with a degree in communications in 1982 and the American Academy with a degree in acting studies in 1984. Currently, he resides in Belfast with his spouse, Courtney, three children and a dog, and works locally at Bank of America. He served as city councilor of Ward 3 for the past 9 years, during which time he has also served on the following city committees: RSU 20 Withdrawal Committee, the Energy Committee, and Climate Change Committee. During his time as councilor, he has also worked with various community organizations, including Belfast Waterfall Arts and Belfast Area Chamber of Commerce, serving on their boards as a city liaison. All right. Here's our agenda for the evening. We're going to give each panelist 4 minutes for an opening statement. And I'm going to roughly time that. And if anyone gets out of hand, I have a little bell here. Uh-oh. I'll do it softer than that anyway. Try to keep these guys in line. So 4 minutes for an opening statement, and then I have four questions, and we'll alternate the order. So I'll go Andrew, Kathleen, Eric, Kathleen, Andrew. All right, and here are the four questions that I'm going to ask them. Number one, and they'll each get a chance to answer each of these questions, okay? What are the benefits of the project, of the Aquafarm project? What are the drawbacks of the project is question number two. The third question is, are there relevant considerations that you think aren't getting enough attention? And finally, what would you like people to think about regarding this issue? Okay? So that's what we're going to spend most of our time with. Opening statements, and then each person gets a chance to answer those questions. And then whatever time we have left. Some programs say we're going from 7 to 8, others say from 7 to 8:30, so maybe we'll try to finish around 8:30. Okay? If we have time left, then there'll be time for audience questions. Does that sound like a reasonable way forward? Okay. So, opening statements. Andrew?